Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack and Tom, 1320 WILS. I'm Tom Crawford. My partner, Jack Ebling, is in State College, Pennsylvania. We're going to bring him back at 10:50. Talk about today's game, our predictions of going on today in college football. Dave Benton, my partner, and our guest, normally at 10:05, just as the case is today, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Welcome and happy Thanksgiving weekend to you, John.
Well, thank you, and same to you guys, and went to the Ford Field last night for the Williamston-Grand Rapids Catholic game, and boy, big crowds. You know, those games in the Dome bring out the people, and Williamston was out in force. It was great to see green and white.
Yeah, that was a great game. I watched it on tape delay. I saw the whole thing. It ended at 12:45, and I was disappointed, obviously, from a local standpoint, know some of the coaches and involved, and saw that team in the 7-on-7 practices over the last couple summers, and so disappointed in that. So that's disappointing. And then, obviously, when you're watching this kicker from Boise State, you got a whole new business that ready to happen there, Dr. John Braccio. You could just be the psychological, support person for kickers who gag away national championships. Sure. on a 29-yard field goal.
Well, it reminds me of when Florida State did that many years ago against Miami, you know, like three, four times just in colossal games. But when you are the kicker and you miss what ought to be a pretty easy thing for a Division I team going for a national championship, yeah, it's got to be pretty tough. Everybody's human. That can happen. But if it happens to you, boy, it's pretty devastating because you are the person on stage. There's no one there but you.
Yeah, you got to prove yourself. You have just a bite of time here and there to prove yourself, your whole credibility as an athlete, and then, you know, it's feast or famine. It's one or the other. You're either hero or you're the goat.
And not to mention, I think the worst thing for him could have been missing that field goal and then having to go back on the field about five plays later and trying to kick almost the same exact field goal. The mental capacity to shut that out and then kick a new field goal has to be next to impossible.
Yeah, I don't know how one would want to be a field goal kicker. I think the downside and the pressures would be off the scale. I mean, don't you, unless you're just to have this mental toughness to work through it.
You know, the best kicker I've ever met was a kicker who kicked for Novi High School. Back when I was there, he was a soccer player, and he made 5 50-yard field goals while he was there. He never kicked in college because he never cared, and he played soccer. But his philosophy was he didn't care if he made the field goal or not. It's just he was a soccer player who was doing a favor for the football team.
Took the pressure himself.
He was like, whatever, if I miss it, what do I care? I play for this team once a week.
Isn't there a lot to be said for that, taking the pressure off yourself then, right, John?
Well, I'll tell you, probably that's a guy, if I had him at Michigan State, I'd have him go out for the soccer team and just say, hey, come on over and help us kick. Maybe that's a good attitude, not to care. But I think, assuming that's true, but that would be a rarity. If you're out there, you take the pressure position. It really is a tough, tough thing. If you're someone like Swenson, it was, you know, money in the bank, you know, when he was here. You get kickers that are just tremendous, and ironically, often we just kind of take them for granted and forget them. But for Boise, you know, they're trying to go into the big boy league. They're trying to show what they can do. They're playing a totally fired up Nevada team, and then to miss a few like that, those are things that will be with him for a lifetime. And for a young man, I hope he can shake that off for the upcoming games, but this is the type of thing that can really ruin your career and be devastating to you for a lifetime. Comes back, unfortunately, in a game. That's a big thing.
And just to, you know, let people realize, like, just how difficult this is. Okay, let's say on the last drive of a game, backup quarterback has to come in and drive you down the field, throws a pick. Everybody says, oh, well, he was cold coming off the bench. He didn't play all game. Same situation for a kicker. They're sitting on the bench all game long, yet if they mess up, all of a sudden that's the biggest problem in the world.
Part of the package.
I'm just saying.
You know, and Regional Psychological Services, John Braccio, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. And, John, you know, I cannot help but think back at that 4th and 14, going back to the high school side of things at Ford Field, how Williamson could have been taking a knee at that point in that last drive by Grand Rapids Catholic Central. I'm so disappointed for those kids. They played so hard, and they're so good. This was my first opportunity to see Williamson other than clips on the fifth quarter, and they're a really good football program.
They play, I believe, seven guys each way. You know, I went to Grand Rapids Catholic, so I was sitting with family.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And so I was sitting there with family, with John, with friends. So, but I had kind of mixed feelings because, you know, Williamson is part of the community, and I really like Williamson. I love their attitude. You know, they beat Lansing Catholic, which ironically is my school here with my kids going there for the playoffs. But at that game, you hated to see anybody lose because Williamson, you know, defensively knocking balls down. You know,
Man, they're making some plays. They made a ton of plays in that game.
It's like any game, there was that one you're talking about, that 4th and 14 where the kid just said, I'm going to make it. And he carried three, four guys.
That was a kid making a play. Not really, not the downside of what Williamson was doing, but what just the extra effort that the Catholic Central guy was playing.
It was the extra effort. But I'll tell you, hats off to Williamson and to Catholic Central. Obviously, they both played with total heart. But, boy, that's one of those games when you see it, you say, you know, there's no loser there. These are teams came to play. And the Williamson crowd, they were really out in force. It was really nice to see because you feel like it's part of your community.
Right.
And there they are all there. And I'll tell you, even afterwards, walking out, you know, you can, obviously people are not happy, but there was still some happiness just because you get that far and you say, golly, this is amazing.
It is.
To get this far and play this game and then play this, this, you know, close of a game. So, you know, great years, you know, for a lot of the players. And, hey, you know, there's always next year and there's some great memories from these playoff games. So, yeah, it's just a great year for high school to have a venue like Ford Field to play those games. But again, you know, so often winning is a big thing, losing is learning how to deal with it. But we in life, we all try to learn from what we encounter.
And John, before we let you go, we got to talk obviously about today's game at Happy Valley, Michigan State at Penn State. The psychology of not being able to win or even play that well when you think about it in these outings. You know, they've never beaten Joe Paterno at Happy Valley. At Beaver Stadium, is this the year that they're going to finally get over that psychological hump?
Well, you know, this can be the year. It's been since the mid-60s in terms of winning this game. I think psychologically there may be a little less pressure on them because unless Michigan can pull an amazing an upset today, of course I will be rooting for the Wolverines today, Tom and Dave. Unless they can do that, whether Michigan State wins or loses, they're probably going to, you know, be going to Orlando, which is fine. I mean, that's fine. So I'm hoping if there's a little less pressure in terms of having to win, that could even make them a little looser and maybe more ready to play down there. But there's no reason that Michigan State cannot win there. They certainly have a desire to play, assuming that Cousins can play up to snuff. This is not vintage Penn State ball. They're kind of a developing team. It looks like a very good game, and I think it's a game that Michigan State can win. The question is, are they going to be ready? Are they going to be intimidated? Are they going to be up to it? This is a team that's had nine lives all year, so we will see how they do, and certainly I will be rooting them on and wishing them the best.
And John, one other question before we let you go. In relation to that Penn State Michigan State game, Joe Paterno this week announcing that he wants to come back next year and coach as well. Can you explain a little bit, real quickly, about the psychology of somebody like a Joe Paterno who just can't quite let it go and retire?
It's his life. It's what he loves. There's just the final act, you know, after he leaves, I think Bear Bryant said that, of life. And I think he loves it. I think this is Joe Paterno is football. This is what he wants. This is what he loves. He's not going to, you know, willingly leave it. And he is a phenomenon. Most people would certainly be ready to hang it up. But it's psychologically, he is Penn State football. He they together combined. And he just, I think as long as he feels he can do it, he's going to come out and he's going to do every game. So I have no idea when he is going to retire, but he looks pretty sharp when you hear him talk. He even runs out there on the field. I know you can say nobody his age ought to do it. He's old. He ought to be home watching television. But he's not ready to do that. Maybe he's a model for the rest of us rather than somebody we ought to wonder, when is he going to retire? He's ready to coach and get out there and win, and he does a pretty good job.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, has been our guest. And, John, I want you to enjoy the games the rest of the weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving Day weekend with your family. I'm sure you've had and will, too, for the rest of the weekend. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
And same to you guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. 393-3700 is a number to call. Coming up, though, for any people who want to participate as a caller on the Jack and Tom Show. And then at 10:35, Mike Bellini of the Sports Inferno, our guest. And then we'll bring Jack back in at 10:50. On the Jack and Tom Show at 1320 WILS.